Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, Phil, how was Victor Harbour? Good?
Oh, Victor was beautiful, Rick.
And I hear that you went on the tourist scenic tour
went down to the Coorong and watched a half a game of McLaren versus Victor. It was a good game of footy, good standard.
That's good.
Had a ball. But, Rick, you are simply the best.
Oh, Philip, you shouldn't have said that. Simply the best.
Lost Tina, eh?
We have lost Tina, and I've actually had the privilege of seeing her live.
She had the privilege of seeing you live, Rick.
No, I saw Tina Turner live in Melbourne on a night off when I was actually over there with the SA cricket team many, many moons ago.
There you go.
Incredible show.
Yeah, would have been.
Very athletic, incredibly entertaining.
Yep. Speaking of, Rick, we lost Neil Danzy.
Neil Danzy. Well, some people would classify him as Mr. Cricket in SA. Very loyal servant of the game. Yep. Very successful first-class cricketer. Lived a very, very lovely and fruitful life.
Okay.
Yeah.
While we're on it, we might as well mention Rolf, I suppose.
Oh.
Tommy Kangaroo Downs boy.
Okay, next topic, yes.
All right. No, it was Neil that I really wanted to get out. So.
From a sporting concept, I've practiced, but my boomerang won't come back.
I bet he would have got done LV a few times, old Rob. Three legs. Anyway, moving on to the local footy. We've got so much time, Rick. We haven't got enough time and so much to talk about
We have, yes.
Quickly, last week, Rick, Kapunda versus Tanunda, I believe you saw that game over at Dutton Park.
I did, and having seen, not having witnessed Kapunda during this season, having seen their previous results, I thought, well, if ever Tanunda are going to come out of their performance slump.
Yep.
And yet, surprise, surprise, Kapunda turned up with all their big names.
They did.
And honestly, They were a better side than Tanunda all day long, and their 5-goal margin was justified on the day. No doubt about it. Sammy Calhoun not fit.
Yeah.
It's all very well to be named and
named
out
again this week too, Rick.
Runs out on the ground in the last half of the first quarter, goes off, has a shower and comes back as the coach because he's... I mean, you can't you can't recover from a hamstring in a week.
No. And Kapunda 13-9, Tanunda 8-7.
Yep.
Wootke and Brown were the best two for Tanunda, Ellis and Guilfoy, new boy. So,
yep.
Okay, moving on to the next one. Newry, cricket score here. Newry up 21-11, Rick. Defeated Gawler Central 5-4. Gregurki best for Newry. Henke back from Central's second best, kicked another couple goals. For Central, Charlie was best. And now,
Disfino.
Yeah, that's him.
Yep.
I'm glad you pulled me out of that one.
Right.
Disfino. They were best too for Central.
Yeah, well, I've only seen them once. I'm going to see them this week against Angaston. Gee whiz, you know. I mean, Newry are a good act.
Yeah, but probably not still good enough, are
they?
But anyway, Angaston, another bit of a cricket score win here. Angaston 4-6 to Barossa Districts 14-19. Lucky they didn't kick straight, Rick.
Well, I didn't see the game. I saw Barossa demolish Newry. I have my serious doubts, as I've already said a number of times on this show, about Angaston. I'll let you know more next week because I'm going to see Angaston play Gawler Central. That should be the showpiece of the year, wouldn't it?
Gee, I might catch a train down and jump off there at the Gawler Central Oval and watch that.
Oh, well, it will be a huge crowd, I would have thought.
Rip your fingernails off on the way. Tuckwell, best for Angaston. McInerney, second best. Webb and Arthur were best for Barossa. Another cricket score. It's like the cricket season here, Rick.
It is, isn't it?
Freeling, 7-6. Williston, 25-13. Muster and Dutchke, best for Freeling, which would have been not that good. And Fraser, Maxie Fraser, best for Williston. And Holloway was second best for Williston. So,
yeah, I know tradition is everything. I've also said this on the show before. The sooner that some degree of history, I'm not saying reject it, but the disaster that happens to be Freeling and Kapunda, both very old, historic, traditional clubs. The sooner they amalgamate to actually vaguely have a decent standard, the better.
Yeah.
It won't happen.
No, it won't happen probably. Well, we shouldn't say won't, because they always said that Yedunder and Robbie would never.
Yes.
And they amalgamated.
But
so,
you know, you put Freely and Kapunda, they're living next door to each other.
Living next door
or
to Alan.
Alan.
All right, we'll move on because we have got a heap of stuff to get through here today, Rick.
We have.
Quickly, this week, some real humdinger ring-dinger games this week, Rick.
Just about as good as last week.
Oh, Barossa and Freeling at Barossa.
Just imagine.
About 20-odd mils of rain over there at Williamstown. I was there yesterday. Absolutely bucketed down.
Just imagine the difference in the score, though. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
The
There's only... one worse coming up, though,
Rick. I know. Yep.
So who are we tipping, Rick?
Barossa in a close one.
Yeah, Barossa easily for me. Well, this one will probably be a close game. Central and Angaston, which is the game you're going to be covering. Well, I'm tipping Angaston. I'll have a look at their squad. No, Somerton and Shannon, I don't know. I don't know whether they're playing or what, Rick. What's going on there?
I think you've said that for five weeks in a row.
Can you put your ear to the ground there, please?
I haven't seen anything. I'll try and find out a whisper.
Thank you.
I can't judge anything other than the scores in the paper. I'm going to be brave, going for the Tigers Central.
Wow. Panthers for me. A game I might go and have a quick look at, Rick. Tanunda versus Newry.
Tanunda would need to run out on
the
ground.
They started now, but they've kicked them behind, so they're stuffed. Waiting for Newry to kick it in.
Oh, Newry will win easily.
Yeah, Newry. I've got to tip Newry, but just going to catch up with a few people there at the Tanunda Newry game.
Yeah, you might try and speak to some of the people in the Tanunda recruiting team to see how they've been going.
No, Mazone wasn't in the best players this week, so probably a good thing they didn't recruit him.
They gave him a rest so he could.
And the last game, I jumped off the train. I came down on the train again today, Rick. As you know, you picked me up. I jumped off at the Gawler South Oval and quickly just hammered a bit more plywood on that scoreboard.
Oh, good thinking.
Because they play Kapunda tomorrow. That will be a cricket score.
Oh, and Kapunda haven't got their big names in.
Four out. They got Fraser, Whistler, Wyatt, and who's the other one, Rick? There's one more. Aishi's out. Yeah. That's right. Aishi, the full forward. He's out as well. They will get hammered.
It will be a massacre.
Oh.
Absolutely. Anyway.
Talked to the timekeeper this morning. He reckons five and a half minute quarters should do it.
I've always known Warren is a very intelligent man, and if anyone can manipulate it. In fact, I thought he might leave at about three-quarter time and leave the timekeeping bell on auto.
Wow. That will be interesting to see what happens there, but they will – and they've had a week off just refreshing themselves.
Yes.
Quickly, Rick, before we get on to the AFL tips for this week, Dimmer's quit as the coach of Richmond in the week. Don't know much about it, Rick.
Well,
we're only guessing from here, aren't we?
Well, we are guessing from here. I've got a feeling that things haven't been 100% at Richmond for a little while, namely a couple of seasons.
Yep.
However, he obviously, the Richmond huge success was destined. Your players can't go on forever.
No, that's
and the
right.
big names, the Rewants and the Martins and so forth, the Cochins, all getting towards the end of their career. He was, you know, it'd be interesting to know whether he would have got his contract renewed or not. But, you know, I won't be surprised if he takes 6 months off and his name bobs up at another club.
Well, there's a few clubs going around, Gold Coast and Carlton's another one they're even talking.
Port Adelaide.
Yeah. Oh, Port. Oh, anybody can. Kenny can. quickly, Rick, I know...
Hang on. Hardwick, premiership player, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Who did he win that premiership with?
With Port.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think he'll be at Port, though.
Just listeners, food for thought.
Rick, we've had a bit of a discussion before we've done the show. Wasn't happy to see the North Melbourne team get penalised for the interchange discretion that they had. I think it should be an admin and perhaps just a fine for the club and a hefty fine.
Now,
something that does hurt them.
Philip, I want to just... You are the incredibly experienced 600-odd game umpire.
Yeah, apparently so.
Apparently so, yeah. Well, Honestly, I can't believe you've objected to that call. It is, you've got to damage the team on the scoreboard. And the only way you can do that is to do what happened. It is very, very interesting that it happened in the final moments of the game and it resulted in a decision reversing result. However, if you don't do it that way, money means nothing to these clubs. I mean, and that doesn't affect them. And the only way that you're going to stop it happening is to penalise the team on the field. Just imagine the grand final. If there was, other than just a fine, if there wasn't a penalty on the field, well, you might as well do 20 extra interchanges.
Yeah, I can see that point, but I just think it's an admin error, and I think it should go back to the club. But anyway, we don't agree on that. We don't agree on everything, do we, Rick?
Well, very rarely do we not agree.
Oh, wow. There you go. There's even talk now, Rick, I saw Adam Simpson, they're talking about, and they said the club doesn't said they haven't said anything of it, but a 3-month break and things like this. So whether he's going to...
Well, I mean, we've been also talking about West Coast for a long time. What's going on there? Who knows? But it is time for a total... I mean, I don't care whether it's internal, appointing external people, but injuries are one thing.
Yep.
But the consistency of them and the number of them.
Can't believe
it. I mean, I don't know whether they've got a fitness guru or a health guru or nothing, but this was traditionally the best side that wasn't based in the AFL.
Absolutely.
For donkeys, in the out of Melbourne.
Yep.
And
yep.
It's hard to believe that their results can be what they are.
I agree. Perhaps it's a change of voice at the front and, and get a few players back and, I don't know.
Anyway.
And quickly, another thing we didn't agree on, I think, Rick, so that's two things today, is the Jonas free kick and then he gets suspended.
Oh.
I mean, what's that about, Rick? That umpire wouldn't want to be umpiring this week in AFL, would he?
Well, Phil...
If it's his fault that he's made the...
Oh, I'm glad you've come around to my way of thinking.
No, I haven't, because I think Port should have appealed it. But anyway.
No, well, there's two things here. One is that whether we agree or disagree, the concept of the AFL being responsible for supplying an occupational health and safety, safe workplace is the ultimate situation, and that's why we're now getting litigation threats, etc. Now, the tackle has been deemed high, right, and a suspension's been given. The umpire actually has ignored the high tackle and given Jonas a free. Now, both situations can't be right. Now, it would seem to me that the tribunal has overridden the umpire. So if he's been named to umpire this week, then it makes a mockery.
Yeah, and I don't know who it was, which umpire it was, so I was going to check it up.
And I know you'll disagree with this because you want the game to go back to where it was. Well, I've got news for you. It can never go back to where it was.
I know that.
But the only way with this consciousness of head-high tackles and concussion, everything else, guess what? I know you're not going to like it, Phil. Don't stand up from the table, but you're going to have a rule that no tackling can be applied to an opposition body unless it's below armpit level. End of story. That's the only way you're going to stop the argument.
Yep. Okay, we'll move on.
I'm glad you like that.
Rick, I hope Tom Bell Chambers and Cam Mooney don't go to sue the AFL because I see them having a punching match in the boxing ring the other day, so they'll probably go to the AFL for head injuries as well. Anyway, Mooney got knocked out, if that was the end of that. Rick, quickly, gone are the days that we had 60 or 70,000 at a state game. I sat through the state game before the Port game on Friday week ago.
Oh, that would have been entertaining.
No, not at all. Standard, very ordinary, very ordinary. And if there was 500 people, I'm probably exaggerating.
Oh, really?
It was unbelievable. There was no one there.
Yeah.
It would have been just family and friends and me, you know, and that was about all. Honestly, it was just, I can't believe how they can put that on.
You'd have counted for plenty, though. You'd been
absolutely. Absolutely. But South Australia won.
I hear that one of our famous photographers
put you all over. Well, I was the only one up in the stand.
Oh, right. And he was desperate for a photograph.
Yeah, probably Anyway, South Australia winning the game. How Jimmy Rowe won the medal, I'll never know. He was ordinary. But anyway, that's all right. Not a big fan of Jimmy.
No.
And we'll move on from that as well, Rick.
Yes.
So, okay, we've covered all that. Let's do the AFL tips. Rick, 7 out of 9 last week for me. And yourself is 5. So puts me back 1 in front percentage.
Well, that's congratulations.
Thank you, Rick.
But for 4 points.
Onward and upward from here for me.
But for, I think it's 4 points, I would have been 3 ahead. But anyway.
What, you should have tipped North Melbourne.
What? A long way to go yet.
Yeah. Anyway.
Here we go.
Here we go for this week.
I'll pick up the one this week. Easy.
So you've got a couple, I reckon that's going to be different. Sydney and Carlton tonight, Rick.
Definitely Sydney.
Sydney for me by 15. St Kilda and the Hawks. Hawks, a big win over West Coast last week.
Well, yeah.
They reckon...
You know how Freeling are going? I reckon they'd knock over West Coast.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely...
Saints?
Saints, yeah.
Okay. Melbourne and Freo.
Melbourne will win that game.
Melbourne for me. Freo, a bit of return of form, though. Geelong and GWS, probably the game of the round, I reckon.
Oh, Geelong.
It's in Geelong, so yeah. I think you've got to go Geelong. Yeah. Gold Coast and the Bulldogs.
Definitely Bulldogs.
Ooh, I thought you were going to go Bulldogs for me. West Coast and Essendon. Here we go. Here's a chance. Your team, West Coast. They were a couple of years ago when they went top.
I've jumped off the bandwagon. Essendon.
Essendon for me. Richmond and Port.
Definitely Richmond.
Oh, you are joking.
Definitely Richmond.
Oh, I take your temperature.
No. There is an incredible logic to my argument.
It?
One is no Charlie, no Port Adelaide.
What about last week?
Well, they only fell over.
Doesn't matter.
Right. Now... But more significantly, when a coach leaves the team, they guaranteed winners the following game.
Like North Melbourne last week.
Well, boom. They were wrong.
Well, exactly right. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Collingwood versus North Melbourne. Let's put that theory out the window.
No, only just Collingwood.
Collingwood. That's our team, Collingwood.
It is our team.
And last game of the round at the Adelaide Oval.
Yep.
Adelaide versus Brisbane.
Brisbane will win.
Brisbane for one different, Rick, so I'll go 2 ahead. Port will win.
You told me you were tipping the Crows.
Oh, I won the world.
Oh, dear. Look, as we finish, the joke of the week. You know, some players' egos are greater than their footballing ability, to say the least, and we all know a few of them. He was the king of ego. On their first date, he bragged heaps about his achievements, both on and off the field. He spoke so much about himself that he even realised that he was losing her. Finally, he said, "I've spoken so much about myself, let's talk about you. Tell me, how do you think I played last Saturday?"
Sounds like me in my heyday, Rick.
Yeah.
All about me.
It's all about me. All right. Well, as you are simply the best.
Yes.
You are one ahead of the tipping.
Better than all the rest.
You are better than all the rest. So we'll leave it there. And until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.